What's up, everybody? It is Scotty Wait at Great Wait Podcast. We're doing a little Sunday podcast. I decided just to kind of, talk a little bit. My last episode was a little kind of a quickie, kind of letting you guys know what I'm going through right now currently. I did lose my job back in November. I had a great paying job. Lost that job. And now I'm kind of literally starting a brand new decade, as always, from the ground up. So trying to kind of figure out what I'll be doing. So this podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about me. Well, it's going to be pretty much all me, but we're talking a little bit kind of what I'm looking to do, my pre-New Year's Eve plans. I was going to do this as a Facebook post, but I'd rather do this maybe as a podcast. So I'm going to tell you guys my wishes, my wants, and my wills for the coming year. Maybe we'll touch on the decade, but for right now, for 2020, what I'm looking to do, and we'll break them down, see which ones will be attainable, which ones may not be. So again, this is the Great Wait Podcast, end of year. I'll make it like an end of the year review, slash my wish, wills, and wants. Kind of what I'll look to accomplish over the next year, as we head into a pretty big year, man. So again, it's a Great Wait Media, and we'll talk to you on the other side. What's up, everybody? It's Scotty Wait with the Great Wait Podcast. And again, I appreciate everybody who's taken a listen to me the past year. Been excited. I can't believe we started a year, beginning January, I think we started. The first podcast this year, and we've got quite a few plays, quite a few listens. I appreciate everyone who's been following us, listening to the podcast. I try to keep my podcast pretty short. I don't like to make them super long, because I know you got other podcasts to listen to. You got some great ones out there, and so I just try to make mine like me, make them short and sweet, just so you can kind of take a listen, maybe get a couple laughs, and just kind of maybe shake your head like, Scott again, ranting and raving, whatever. So that's why I do what I do. And again, I appreciate you listening to my podcast, and we're gonna get to the good stuff here in just one moment. All right, and so as everybody knows, we are closing out on a couple things this year. We're closing up on the end of the year, with 2019 coming to close, but we're also coming to the close of the decade, from 2010 through 2019. So he had a whole decade, and I grew up quite a bit in that decade. Again, I went from being just kind of in the throes of, learning who I was, coming from my 20s into my 30s, and again, going down my little spiral of my addiction with porn and sexual addiction, starting to sleep with women to fill a void in me that I was missing, not spiritually. Again, I've always been a strong believer in my faith, being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a kid. I've never relinquished that, and still haven't. But just, I got to that point where I just, I was seeking something more. I wanted that connection. I never really felt that love. And so I started seeking it out through, these different, sites. And I joke about my comedy, but it really was true. I was actually in a couple of these adult sites. I think I tried to go on Adult Friend Finder, but I met some girls on Online Booty Call. That's where a lot of the girls I had sex with met from them. And then MySpace was kind of so big back then. Again, Facebook hadn't been as big as it was. This was kind of the pinnacle of, MySpace, where you can message girls and stuff. And so the first girl I slept with, who I lost my virginity to at 29, was through MySpace. But yeah, so started there. We hit, spiraled a little bit. with the little situation with my very first kind of girlfriend up in Utah. And then, of course, beginning of this year, or towards the end of the decade, when I lost my relationship with Judy, who I'm still good friends with, but that's the one that, if I could say one that got away, that's definitely one that got away. I should have been a lot better. I was kind of a dumb. I was a dummy. I still am. It's still as mature as I should have been, and that's where I kind of lost my footing. Then moved from Utah back here to Arizona. Been here, started the decade here back in Arizona, and end it here, which is kind of crazy. I've never spent a whole, it's been a while since I was a kid, basically, where I've been in the same place for a whole decade, And so, getting to see a lot of awesome things. I saw, a few of my nieces and nephews get born, which is pretty cool. Got to see Hadley. I got to see Jet get born. I did miss the births of my older brother Stevie, his kids. I didn't get a chance to see them being born up in Salt Lake, which kind of bugged me because it's financially I just didn't have it. Because I've seen everybody, I've always been there, so that kind of bugged me too. And then professionally, I took a big, big stinky duke. Professionally, man, I can't tell you how many jobs I've had. It's quite a lot, man. Seriously, I feel like every, I worked 9 months, and then I'm off 3 months. I was kind of working the teacher schedule, and different industries. I started out when I came back here working at Fry's Electronics, doing cell phones. Ended it here, home alone, in my studio, basically. Putting stuff, doing seasonal work for FedEx like I've been doing the past couple years. So I've lost quite a bit, man. Right at this point, I'm pretty penniless at this point. So like you heard on that little bonus episode of mine, I'm getting a benefit scan, and it sucks, dude. It just sucks just not knowing what you want, and feeling that pressure being 40, knowing I should know what I want, and sort of have it figured out, and I don't, and then Worst case scenario too. It's just like, I feel like I'm letting everybody down, letting my friends down, my fans down, my family down, everybody who's trying to lift me up. I just feel like I'm just being dead weight right now, and it sucks. It sucks not knowing what you want to do, but that's what happens. Like I said, things happen. I'm where I'm at for a reason. There's a purpose for me. I figured out, I kind of know what I want to do, I'm just envious of these, young comedians that I work with locally, and just younger people in general that already know what they want. They have that down, and at 25 or 26 or even younger, it's like, I wish I had it. I've always felt kind of like lost, adrift at sea, like things are acted on me instead of being acted upon. So I don't know, I just kind of struggle with those things, and I don't like it, but that's what I'm hoping. This next year's gonna be a lot better. 2020, perfect vision. I'm hoping this is gonna be my year where I finally put it together, but you know what, we'll see. Alright guys, so we are going to kick off what I haven't done for a while, but I loved doing it before. I never really did resolutions. I had a good business mentor of mine, Dan Cushell, who always taught us to do just do different resolutions in different tangents, like your physical, spiritual, financial, and emotional kind of goals that you'd want to do for the year. I've kind of condensed that a little bit more. The three kind of big ones, three different ones. My wishes, my wants, and my will do's. So the will do's would be the ones that I'm going to get done next year without a doubt. Those are the solid. You can take them to the bank. I'm going to do them. The wants are the ones that I would, you know, want to do, if given opportunities, or if I can create the opportunity to make them happen, then I'm definitely going to be getting those done. And then the wishes, those are like my, like, shot in the dark, you know, pie in the sky. If everything, you know, just falls in line, would be the ones that I will get done. And that's going to be the, that's kind of how it goes. So the next section is going to be my will do's. And then after that one, I'm going to go over the wants that I want to do. And then the final one's going to be my wishes. We're going to break those down. I'll let you know on a scale of 1 to 10 how I think I'm going to get those done. And we'll take it from there. Alright guys, so we are going to start off with the will do. So these are the ones that I'm going to be doing next year. You can take them to the bank. These are going to be happening 100%. I will do everything possible to make it happen. So the first one is to be perform on 100 plus shows. So that can be, you know, split between 50 book spots, paid nationally. So I'm going to do at least 100 shows minimum. The second one is to release my, you know, 10 favorite songs, and that they'll have, you know, each, you know, 3,000, you know, minimum streams. So essentially I'm releasing my very first album next year. That's the goal. The second one is to, of course, build up this audience, the podcast audience, so I get more people enjoying the Great Weight podcast. Also building up my social media following. I need to get more people out there. So throughout my shows, when I do my shows, I'm going to hand out more of my cards and my information so people can follow me. I'm going to release a little more information or videos on my YouTube. Do a little bit more so you guys get to hear me. And they'll get more people interested in my shows that I'm doing. You know, people become bigger fans of me. I know I haven't done the best to... people, you know, being my fans. I know I posted some stuff on social media that people just have, you know, been a little bit mad at me for doing, or it's come across as being kind of bitter or tactless, and I get it. I understand, man. I can be a little bit of a pain in the butt, so I totally, you know, understand that and get it. I'm definitely going to correct that next year, so no more, you know, acting out of sorts, and, you know, that won't be happening. And so the plan is, I got a couple of shows, of course, you know, with my Fachao shows, I definitely have, you know, at least, you know, 12, 13 shows in, you know, count of four, so that'll go towards that goal. I got a couple of shows out in California. This guy's invited me to go do in the month in January. So that's three more shows. The Van Nuys Comedy Club, I might be able to do that one. You know, maybe do a few other, you know, open mics out in California while I'm there. Just kind of keep grinding. California here, they try to get up to Vegas, kind of check out the Vegas scene. I got friends that that moved up there, kind of check that out. So that's going to be part of the 100 plus shows I'm doing. Obviously, I'll be doing, you know, my favorite open mics. I do the Copper Blues Live one. Of course, Boycott, if that's still going around. Quail's Lounge on Wednesdays. Tuesday Concierge. El Char Hipster, if I get that chance. So those shows will be there, you know, as long as I can work them around a work schedule or whatever I'm doing to make ends meet. To do that, I will. And then again, we're already going to have... So I already have 6 songs out on Spotify, as you know. So far, we'll be... dang near 14,000 plays, not near 15 by the end of the year, which is pretty crazy. Like, I went from like literally 600 plays to like 15,000 in like 3 months, which is looping my own channel. So I'm pretty cool about that. So I'm hoping the goal is maybe by July, my birthday, release my album, my long awaited debut. And maybe I can get someone some good artists to sing on it. Maybe do, you know, obviously my remixes and songs, and then get a couple of original, the remixes and songs on there too. It would be pretty cool. And then obviously by then I'm hoping all my songs, even the newest, will have about 3,000. And then once I get the album out, we can release it. People will love the album. I can give them digital copies at the shows. I also want to do a comedy album, but we'll talk about that a little bit later here. And then build up the podcast audience. Obviously, I got to do a better job sharing the podcast. You know, getting people links to the podcast, letting people know about it. And also those that are, you know, listen, my supporters, everyone who's listening to the podcast, I'll tell everybody about the podcast. They'll listen to it, and then we get more people interested, and, you know, we take it from there, which will be kind of cool. And then, of course, the social media-wise, I've been doing that, but I could do a little bit better. Got to do a little bit more promoting shows, a little better job, you know, doing posts, like live, more videos, more stories, things like that. I think would get the people a little bit more interested in what I'm doing. And that's going to be the plan. And then, of course, you know, get people to my shows. And when I get interested in a show, I need to do a good job, you know, caption their info so they can always, you know, follow back up with me with everything that's going on with me, going with Scott Lee. And that's kind of what I need to do. So those are my will do's. Those are the ones that I guarantee to do next year. So again, perform on 100 plus shows. That could be, you know, 50 of those. I'm hoping I want to be booked spots, paid or nationally. And then release my 10 favorite songs onto my debut LP. Hopefully they'll each have the 3,000 plus minimum streams. Again, we're going to build up the podcast where my podcast is played, so people can tune in, listen to that, and become fans. And then my social media presence will do a better job getting people involved with that, and then getting people involved and interested in my shows, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, and so this is going to be the wants. These are kind of what I would love to do, along with what I will be doing next year. Again, these are just wants. If it happens, awesome. If it doesn't happen, that's okay, too. But some of my wants is I want to, first of all, I want to have, you know, some of my favorite comics come and do my shows, and then maybe be on some of their shows, too. And that's not just local, like, that's local comedians. It's also the national, you know, touring comedians. So I got a personal, you know, list. Again, you know, dream scenario would be awesome if, like, you know, Eddie Murphy or, you know, Jerry Seinfeld or, like, Chris Rock or, you know, even, like, you know, Jeremy Piven's or Christopher Titus or, like, David Spade or, you know, those guys were, like, in town doing, like, their shows, or Nikki Glaser or, you know, Whitney Cummings or Liza. Like, you know, anybody was kind of in town, you know, before they're like, you know, maybe Thursday or the Friday show, they swung by and did like the Wednesday mic at Fachow, or, you know, if they were, you know, doing maybe just a one-time only show on a Sunday, they would do my show that Friday before to kind of run through some of their material. But what would happen? Probably not. But if it's one of my wants, that would be sweet, you know, for them. Even if they, maybe didn't even do my show, but maybe just did this podcast. Like, I could record them, you know, talking to me, you know, on my podcast. You know, we just kind of, you know, interview them. And that'd be kind of fun, too. But we'll see. You know, some way. You know, again, that's kind of one of my first want. Second one is to have my best set written. Like, the best. I've been reading the Comedy Bible by Judy Carter. But having down, like, a solid, you know, set where just, where it can get to the point where I'm only doing, you know, out of the solid 5 minutes I have, I only do three of it because I'm getting 2 minutes of laughs. And then obviously, you know, the more having like 80% laughs, you know, where people are laughing so hard that I don't even have to do all my jokes. That's my main want. And then I have this idea for a really cool web series I want to get going. It's called Sweating with Scotty. And it's kind of poking fun at, like, personal trainers, but more poking fun at my work ethic, working out, because I work out so much. And at the end, it goes from sweating and then crosses out and swearing. And you see me kind of, cursing out, different kinds of people, but it's not who you expect, It'll be me, you'll see me initially, and then the closer the camera gets on me, I get really frustrated. And then you flip it around and you're going to see who that person on the other side is, and it's going to be surprising. It's going to get laughs, I think. The few ideas I got for the web series, it's going to get some really good laughs. I'm excited about it. And then I want to get greatwaymedia.com, get that fully functional. It looks good right now, and it looks, but I want to get to where it's even more seamless, where people can go there to get the tickets, merchandise, everything just there. So, everything's getting planned. Everything runs through the website. My event stuff, people can RSVP there. They buy the tickets. All that kind of gets taken care of directly through the website. And so that's my want. So that's going to be, again, the wants are, I want to get them done. And so those are like my, on my confidence scale, those are my, my sevens, my seven plus in the confidence. My will do's are, my eight pluses, they're nine, probably nines and tens. Wants are like my, seven eights again. So, I want to have my favorite comics come do my shows and do their shows too. So that's even locally too. Yeah. Again, it's gonna be a big hill to climb, especially with, a lot of comedians out here locally just hate my guts, and I don't know. Part of it's because of me, because I kind of ran my mouth and I posted stuff I shouldn't post it, and it looked like I was attacking people who I wasn't really trying to attack. So I get it. I get why some of the animosity is towards me, and or maybe I feel it, but it's not really felt. So maybe I'm just thinking I'm in my head, which I do sometimes. So that's the first one, is have my favorite comics do my shows and then do their shows too. Yeah, second one is have my best set written, my best five written, my best 10 written, my best feature 15 written, and my best host set like that written too, like all that kind of, taken care of, knocked out, and people just loving me and loving my set. And again, getting that sweating with Scotty / swearing with Scotty Webster's going, and then getting my site up running, greatwaymedia.com, where people are going to love it. So, where they absolutely are going to enjoy every little bit of it. My tickets, merchandise, all that's going to be there. So that is what I'm hoping for. That's what the plan is. And I'm hoping that's kind of what ends up happening. So we're going to cross our fingers and we're going to get all this done. And that is my goal, so hopefully one way or another it's going to happen. So again, that's my wants, and now you know what I want. And now finally, again, out of the three, these are the ones that probably won't happen, but these are my kind of pie in the sky. The opportunity arises, I'm definitely taking advantage of them. But these are my wishes. These are what I would wish to get accomplished this year. So these are like my five and lower on the confidence scale. But that one would be the host or feature at Copper Blues Live, Stand Up Live, Tempe Improv, House of Comedy, Stirred Crazy, The Comedy Spot, Stand Up Scottsdale, any of the major clubs, the Mint, the O down in Tucson, Laughs down there. Also to perform on the main stage or the original rooms at the Comedy Store. Also to maybe even do a set on the main stages at the Hollywood Improv, the Laugh Factory, Flappers Cafe, the Bray Improv, any of the improv or Laugh Factories or the Comedy Store, out either LA or even the one in the out in Imperial Beach out there in La Jolla. That would be kind of, so that, those two. Run both, and then also my wish would be run both the Casual Pint and the Fachao successfully. And then, so, because like I said, I'm the Wednesday show in the once a month at Fachao. I'll have the Friday show once a month at Fachao. And then I'm working on a Saturday night show at Casual Pint, which would be awesome because there's one like right down the road where I'm living currently. And then there's a few other franchises. So the goal is to do really well in that one and then make it to where, you know, I can do that. So basically I have three shows. If I do those three shows, you know, all three shows once a month, I could actually cover a few bills, depending on how I do that. And if we get it going well and I can, you know, get it promoted and, you know, things like that. So, and then run shows weekly to cover bills. So basically my plan would be that my shows would pay my bills. And then if I want to do, you know, fun stuff on the side, yeah, I still can do that. So those are my wishes again. Host or feature at Copper Blues Live, Stand Up Live, Improv, all the major comedy clubs in Phoenix, Even House Comedy, you know, Stir Crazy, those two, all the big five ones out here, even in Tucson. Also to perform on main stage or original rooms at the Comedy Store, even the Belly Room. They do, and what I mean by that is to be on some of the show, whether that's the Potluck or one of those shows out there. Also to, again, perform at either the Hollywood, the Laugh Factory, any of those major comedy clubs out in LA too. That's, or even the ones out in like somewhere in California, any of the major comedy clubs out in California in general. And then to run both the Casual Pint and Fachao shows successfully, in my Wednesday, my Friday, and Saturday shows, that they just get so big that we have standing room and people like outside listening to them. And then running the shows weekly to, you know, cover my bills again. So that would be awesome. That's again, those are my wishes. Will that happen? It could. It's got a lot of work to do, so it isn't gonna be simple. I know there's a lot of work to be done. I can't be so lazy. I gotta be more focused. I gotta be able to stick to a schedule, get myself up, get myself ready, get myself prepared. Because if I really want it, you know, and it's gonna happen, you know, if you know, I can't just sit on my butt anymore. I can't be lazy Scott anymore. I gotta hustle. I gotta, you know, do things better. Because if I don't, I'm going to, you know, keep stuck in the same situation that I'm in and keep doing stupid stuff. And then I'm gonna be, you know, end of this decade, from 2020 to 2029, being like, yeah, I remember I set us out all these goals I was gonna do and I freaking fell on my face. That's not gonna happen. Not in my 40s. My 40s, I'm gonna be butt kicking. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get it done. So that is my plan. So those are the goals. So that's the wish. Host feature at the major comedy clubs in Phoenix or in Arizona. Perform on the main stage or original rooms at the Comedy Store. Also do a few shows at the Belly Room and all the other major clubs in California, in LA or in San Diego. And then run both my Casual Pint and Fachao show successfully. And then also, too, I just keep running the shows that I am running so successful that I cover my bills. And that is what I am going to do. That's my wish. And there you have them. My wishes, my wants, and my will-dos. Thank you for listening. And there you have it. That is the end of the year and the beginning of the new decade wish list. My wish, wants, and my will do's. A little bit of a review. The past decade, kind of about me. Again, kind of what you can expect from me. And actually, it's exciting, man. I'm excited. You know, again, every new year, you got a little bit of excitement, but I'm especially excited for this new decade, going into it in my 40s, you know, kind of knowing what I know now, and you know, learning a lot more about myself. Obviously, getting into comedy, getting into writing, getting music out there, kind of, you know, kind of knowing where I want to go. Also, want to review to you guys. I feel inspired to work with kids, so I'm starting doing more work with children, maybe special needs kids. There's something along that lines. I watched that Mr. Rogers documentary. You know, Want to Be My Neighbor, and it's amazing. Just his focus, how he was able to raise like generations of kids to be good, decent, you know, humans, and especially with the world, how cynical it is nowadays, and just feels like, you know, everybody is, you know, selfish. Everybody is, they've made us become brands. You know, oh, I'm not, it's not Scott Waite anymore. It's Scott Waite the brand, or it's Scotty Waite TM, you know, trademark, you know. And I want to bring it back to where we're just genuine, like we're just ourselves, and you know, people can be themselves, you know. And again, you know, we're not going to agree with everybody. You know, obviously there's going to be some, you know, obviously some people, you know, may not want to, you know, listen to their opinions because they may be, you know, insensitive or racist or, you know, sexist, but they still have the right to that opinion, you know. We don't have to agree with it, you know, and not saying we got to give them a platform to dispute it, but, you know, people should have their opinion. And so I just want to work with kids. I think working like little kids, especially those who feel, maybe like they don't feel enough, or they don't feel people care about them, that I can be their voice. I can help them, you know, achieve, you know, great things, and just work with them. I think it'd be awesome. So I'm starting to do more work, whether it's voluntary, whether it's through my, you know, web series, whether it's, you know, outreach and through comedy, you know, however I can do that. I want to make sure I help out these children. So when they grow up, that the world's slightly better than it is right now, so they don't feel, you know, all this animosity and hatred and division and divisiveness and things like that. That's just, they can know somebody cares about them, you know, someone loves them, other than, you know, of course, you know, Jesus Christ and, you know, God and, you know, their families, that they have an ally in me. And that's going to be kind of my side thing I'm doing, along with my comedy and get myself out there. So look for some big things from not only Scotty Waite, the person, but Great Way Media, also Day Night Music and Night Day Publishing. We're going to do some big things, man, this next decade. Next year is when it all begins. So again, thank you so much for listening to this extended episode of the Great Way Podcast, the end of year review, and then our little, you know, directions for 2020. And again, just listen to me in general. I appreciate it. I appreciate your support. Tell your friends, tell everybody you know to listen to the podcast. And let's get this thing growing and going. And have a great year. Happy New Year. God bless.